U.S. News and World Report.
有一个杂志叫《美国新闻和世界报道》。
Always comes up with an annual list of ways to improve your life.
每年他都发表一篇文章，教导大家如何改善生活。
I thought this morning, as we celebrate the American Cultural New Year, that I would give you some of their suggestions.
所以今天，牧师他就跟我们分享一下这个报道里面对我们提的一些建议。
The first suggestion is about your money, and that is be a year-round discount shopper.
第一个建议就是怎么理财，他建议你太不要花冤枉钱。
Look for signs that say sale.
他建议你说到哪儿买东西都要看那些减价的。
If you want to improve your life, get a pair of scissors and cut out some coupons and use coupons.
如果要想改善生活，就拿一把剪子去到处剪那些个优惠券。
Another thing is that you should learn how to cook.
而且还要学会做饭。
If you make your own lunch and you make your own dinners, you will be healthier and you will save a lot of money.
如果你自己做午饭、做晚饭吃，你不仅仅会身体更健康，而且会省很多钱。
About your body.
关于你的身体。
Bike to work.
骑车上班。
Now, sometimes it's kind of cold out.
有时候外面比较冷。
Some of you work in New York City.
有的人在纽约上班。
So you better dress very warm and start very early.
所以你最好呢，一早起来多穿点衣服。
Sip water before a meal.
吃饭之前要饮一点水。
If you take a glass of water and just sip for 5 minutes, little sips.
如果你拿一杯水，一小口一小口的喝，喝五分钟。
You could trick your body into thinking that you're full.
你可以让你的身体觉得好像他已经吃饱了。
And thus you will lose the 5 pounds that you have gained since Thanksgiving.
那你就能减到你节假日期间又长的那五磅肉。
All right, Tai Chi.
太极拳。
Practice Tai Chi in your life.
你要打打太极拳。
Now some people say that I'm doing Tai Chi in my own life.
有的人以为牧师已经学会打太极拳了。
No, I'm just a very slow runner these days.
其实不是的，只不过他现在变得行动迟缓罢了。
Learn a foreign language. I'm sorry, jump around.
还有一个建议就是让你学蹦蹦跳跳。
In the afternoon, a lot of times we feel kind of sluggish.
在特别是下午的时候，人就会无精打采。
And what a lot of people do is they go and get another cup of coffee.
好多人就起来去打一杯咖啡喝。
Don't do that.
不要那样。
Do jumping jacks.
你跳一跳。
Just stand up from your desk and go like this.
从桌子上起来，然后做一些这种运动。
You might get fired.
也许你会被解雇了。
But you will be very alert.
但是呢，会让你非常有精神。
And you won't have the caffeine in your body.
你也不会去摄取过量的咖啡因。
Concerning your mind.
关于你的思维。
Finish a crossword puzzle.
玩一些填字游戏。
Did anyone do a crossword puzzle last year in your room?
去年有没有谁完成了填字游戏？
We have a few people. I have never done a crossword puzzle in my life.
牧师本人从来没有做成过一个填字游戏。
I'm sort of proud of that.
但是而且他还挺骄傲的。
My wife does them all the time.
因为他老婆整天就玩那些东西。
But we do play Scrabble together.
但是他和他老婆有时候会玩拼字游戏。
And that keeps my mind very focused.
这样就让他很专注。
And my wife beats me just about every time.
好像他老婆每次都会打败他。
So that keeps me very humble.
而且呢，这样也是让他很谦卑。
Learn a foreign language.
然后再学一门外语。
Now, you folks are all bilingual.
在座的大家都是双语的。
And I applaud the ability to do both languages.
牧师他很羡慕。
If you ever want to learn Pennsylvania Dutch, though, I know how to speak that.
如果你们有谁想学那个宾夕法尼亚人讲的荷兰语，你可以。
I'll give you a little sample of where I grew up.
是他长大的地方。
I'm not sure you'll be able to translate this. Elma, throw the cow over some hay now. That's Pennsylvania Dutch.
这是他们那儿的土话。
All right, your world.
还有你的环境，你的世界。
There you go.Air dry your laundry.
你洗了衣服呢，就晾干好了。
Which if you do that tomorrow, your laundry will be completely frozen.
但是你明天如果就晾衣服，可能衣服都冻僵了。
I would suggest when I don't have it on here, but they say show your teeth.
牧师他本人的建议就是你要时不常的把牙齿露出来。
If you smile, you change the climate, the temperature in the room.
因为你当你微笑的时候，你就是。
So let's all practice that right now.
那大家就都试一试。
See, don't you feel better?
你们觉不觉得这样大家日子都好过一点呢？
All right, the next one is ditch the phone while driving.
下面一条建议是开车的时候就不要碰电话。
If you do that, you will live to 2014.
如果你按照这个来行呢，你可能能活到2014年。
Switch to a push mower.
然后用手动割草机。
If you want a good workout, you can either join the gym.
如果你想把身体锻炼好，你也可以去 gym。
Or you can push a lawnmower and cut your grass。
或者你就手动割草。
A final one would be to declutter your life。
还有一个建议就是让你把家里面规制一下，整理一下。
Okay, if you would ask people though all over the world, what do people want most out of life?
如果你问世上的人，他们生活中最想要的是什么呢
？The answer is to be happy。
答案就是要幸福快乐。
People want to experience a blessed life, a happy life.
人们都希望生活幸福。
In fact, it's even part of the Declaration of Independence of this country.
甚至在美国的独立宣言中也提到。
We say every human being should have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
每个人都有权利追求幸福和自由。
The problem is, a lot of times, we can't find the happiness that we long for.
但是问题是，很多时候人们找不到幸福。
There's a lot of things that stimulate us, but they don't satisfy our hearts.
有很多东西会让我们激动，但是不能对我们让我们满足。
A lot of times we try to grab things that we think will make us happy, but in the end, they're very disappointing.
很多时候我们去伸手去抓那些我们自以为能给我们带来幸福的东西，但是并没有得到。
I'd like to tell you a story about a woman in New York City.
给大家讲一个纽约的一个老太太的故事。
In New York City, there are 11 million cats. I'm sorry, 8 million cats and 11 million dogs.
在纽约城里面，大概有800万只猫和1000万只狗。
And New York City is basically steel and concrete.
纽约城里面都是钢筋混凝土的建筑。
So when your pet dies, you cannot go and bury your pet.
如果你的宠物死了，埋在哪儿呢？
You have to take your pet to an animal cremation place.
你得把宠物带到一个火化宠物的地方。
And they will charge you $50 to cremate your animal.
但是你得花50块钱。
Now this woman became very enterprising.
这个老太太就很有生意头脑。
And she came up with a way to dispose of your pet for $25.
他想出一个办法，可以让你花25块钱就可以把你的宠物处理掉。
So many people called her.
所以很多人打电话给他。
And what she would do is she would go to the Salvation Army and buy a suitcase.
他做的是什么呢？他就到那个救世军那儿花5块钱买一个旧箱子。
For $2.
花2块钱买个旧箱子。
And then she would put the dead animal in the suitcase.
把那个死的动物放在那个箱子里。
And then she would ride the subway.
然后呢，拎着箱子去坐地铁。
Now in the subway, there are a lot of thieves.
在地铁上有很多小偷。
So she would set the suitcase down.
她就把那个箱子放下。
And pretend that she was distracted.
好像她在想些别的事情。
And the thief would come and steal the suitcase.
然后小偷就把箱子偷走了。
And then she would yell, "Stop, thief! Stop!"
然后她就还得装腔作势喊抓小偷，抓小偷。
Smiling all the time.
但是她一直在笑的。
And that thief would go home and think he has something that's going to provide happiness.
那个小偷呢，拎着箱子挺高兴的回家了，以为里面有什么好东西。
But then he would realize,
然后发现
this is not providing happiness.
那箱子里面的东西并不能给他带来快乐。
Many times we think something will deliver happiness, and it's just a dead cat.
很多时候我们以为我们生活中的东西可以给我们幸福，但是就像那个死猫一样。
But God has a better way to bless our lives.
但是神他有给我们蒙福的一个方式。
And Psalm 1 shows us 4 choices that we need to make to have a blessed life.
诗篇第一篇就告诉我们，我们要想蒙福有四个方式。
The first choice is that a blessed person chooses their life.
第一个就是一个蒙福的人，他会选择自己的生活。
The word blessed is an important verse or important word in the book of the Psalms.
蒙福这个词非常重要。
It is used over 25 times.
在诗篇 in the book of Psalms it was 25 times. 在诗篇里面它有25次提到。
Sometimes that word is translated happy.
有时候被翻作快乐。
But happy is kind of shallow in an understanding of what the word blessed is.
但是快乐相比、这个对这个词来讲意义好像有点浅。
The root word bless means to make straight, to make right.
这个词的词根的意思就是使这个事情正确、正直。
Blessing has to do with an inward condition of our souls and our hearts.
蒙福必须是、让人们的灵魂、心灵都有一种这种、其实这样的感觉。
It is, has nothing to do with the outward things of life.
它和你身外之物其实没有什么关系。
I hate to admit this, but at times I'm a messy person.
牧师不太愿意承认，但是他其实不是很、不是很整洁。
And I let things get out of order.
他的东西就放得比较乱。
I was very guilty when we had a house in Chicago.
他们以前在芝加哥有一个房子，他觉得他做得不够好。
We moved into that house and we piled all of our things in the garage.
他们搬进那个房子以后，把所有没用的东西都堆在车库里。
And it looked a little bit like this.
就像这个图片上的一样。
Actually, it could have been a crime scene, but it wasn't.
其实也还可以，有点像那种犯罪现场的感觉。
It was just very messy.
非常的乱。
And I would never let people see my garage.
从来不敢让人看他的车库。
I was afraid they would faint.
因为他觉得看见他车库人肯定都得晕过去。
But there was never enough room for my car.
因为车库堆了东西，他车就没地方停了。
Now the problem was even made greater because my neighbor was very clean.
更糟糕的是呢，他有一个非常整洁的邻居。
And in his garage, everything was in perfect order.
那个人的车库非常的整洁。
He had labels on his walls.
他墙上都贴满了标签。
Rake number one.
这个耙子第一号。
Rake number two.
耙子第二号。
Shovel number one.
铲子一号。
He had his floor painted in his garage.
甚至他的车库的地面上都已经打了漆了。
It was so clean you could eat off of it.
干净的就像你可以在地上吃东西。
And every day he would sweep his garage and his driveway.
而且每天他竟然还要去打扫他的这个车道。
Well, one day I said, "That's it. I'm going to clean my garage."
所以有一天牧师就觉得不行了，他自己也得把自己的车库打扫一下。
So I spent the whole day taking care of all the mess that was in my garage.
所以他用了一整天的时间清理里面的那些东西。
And I put it in order.
把东西都摆好。
And I organized everything.
都分门别类的整理好。
And at the end of the day, guess how I felt in my heart?
他在一天工作结束之后，想想他会有什么感觉呢？
I felt fabulous.
他觉得非常的好。
Because now things were in order.
因为现在事情都是，都已经有顺序了。
And that helps us to understand how blessing comes into our life.
就这个故事是帮助大家理解，怎么样在生命中有这种蒙福的这种感觉。
God wants to pour out on us that feeling of fabulous.
因为神本来就是想让我们意识到我们的生命是如此的美好。
But when our hearts are filled with a mess,
但是我们心里面充满了很多乱七八糟的东西。
When our hearts are filled with sin and disobedience,
当我们心中充满了罪和对神的不顺服的时候，
that blocks God from doing His pouring out.
就阻止了神把他的福赐给我们。
So the choice that we have to make is we have to say, Lord, help me clean up my garage.
所以我们要做的选择就是向神说，神啊，帮助我清理我心里的车库。
Lord, help me to clean up my heart. So that I can be in a relationship with you.
帮助我清理我的内心，让我能和你有一个密切的关系。
To be a person that is blessed,
做一个蒙福的人，
you must invite God to come in to the mess of your life.
你必须邀请神来帮你清理生活中的垃圾。
You have a choice.
你有一个选择。
You can either continue to keep the mess inside.
你可以继续抱着你那些垃圾。
Or you can say, Lord, come into my life and help me clean the mess.
或者你可以对神说，主啊，求你到我的生命中帮我清理打扫。
The second choice is that a blessed person chooses their influencers.
第二个就是有福的人，他选择受谁的影响。
You'll notice there are three influencers in this verse here.
在经节里面有三个对人产生影响的东西。
There is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
里面说不从恶人的计谋。
So here we have an influence in life. There are two influences in life.
这个生活中有两股势力在影响着我们。
There is godly influence.
一个是属神的影响。
And there's ungodly influence.
还有一个是不属神的影响。
When a person is standing in the right place and you listen to ungodly influence,
如果一个人在一个地方，但是他能听到那些不属神的影响，
it affects where you walk.
这些影响能够改变你的道路。
You start to walk in the direction of the counsel of the ungodly.
那你就朝着那个不属神的影响发出的那一方面走去了。
Now, if you listen to that ungodly counsel for a long period of time, then you stop walking and you take a stand.
如果你听了很长时间这样的影响，然后呢，你有一天停下来。
Now you're standing with the sinners.
你发现自己和那些罪人站在一起。
And when you stand there long enough, guess what you do next?
如果你跟他们站在一起时间久了，会怎么样呢？
You take a seat with the mockers.
那你就坐下来，你就坐下来了。
So you need to choose who is going to influence your life.
所以应该你来选择谁对你的生命能产生影响。
There are forces in our culture that are trying to influence you right now.
在我们的文化里面，经常有一些势力要来影响你。
In a few weeks, we will have the Super Bowl.
再过几个星期就是超级碗的比赛。
It will be watched by 100 million people worldwide.
成千上万的人在世界各地都会来关注这场比赛。
Do you know what the advertisers will pay for 30 seconds of Super Bowl airtime?
你们知不知道那些做广告的人在这个比赛期间放30秒的广告会花多少钱呢？
$2.5 million dollars for 30 seconds.
那是250万美元每30秒钟。
Do you think that they believe that they can influence you?
你们觉不觉得他花这么多钱就是为了要影响你呢？
You betcha.
肯定的。
Because they know they can give you thoughts and images that will affect the way you purchase things.
因为他们花这些钱，他们坚信他们可以把一些思想和一些画面放在你的脑中，用来影响你的购物方式。
You have to choose who you are going to allow to influence your mind.
你自己必须选择，把那些影响你，就谁可以对你产生类似的影响。
Because your mind affects your walk.
因为你的思维影响你的走路的方向。
It affects where you stand.
影响你站在什么地方。
And it affects where you sit.
并且影响你坐的地方。
Harvard University was founded in 1636.
哈佛大学是1636年成立的。
By the way, this isn't in your notes.
That's okay.
Good. I just threw this in at the last minute. But it's amazing because this is the shield for Harvard University.
这是哈佛大学的校徽。
You'll notice that Virtus is the word in the middle of that shield.
中间的那个字 Virtus.
That means truth.
意思是真理。
And Harvard University was founded to train ministers for the Puritan Church.
哈佛大学建立的时候，初衷是培养牧师。
And what they said was truth in Christ and Ecclesia. Christo and Ecclesia is the church.
下面的字左边写的是基督，右边 what is Ecclesia?
Ecclesia is church.
教会是左边是基督，右边是教会。
Now, you might not be able to see, but the two top books are open and the bottom book is turned upside down.
上面两本书是翻开的，下面一本书是扣着的。
And what that was a warning that human books cannot give us all the knowledge we need.
这就是给世人一个警示，说世上的书不会给人带来你要知道的所有真理。
We need God's truth to be the total influencer in our life.
我们需要的是神的影响力来影响。
Now what happened over the years to Harvard?
但是哈佛大学现在什么样呢？
They walked away from this original calling.
他们从他们建校初衷走得越来越远了。
Now Harvard sits in the seat of mockers.
但是现在呢，哈佛大学可以说是坐在亵慢人的座位上。
This is their new shield.
这是他们最新的一个校徽。
Veritas, it's just truth.
只剩下真理这个字。
And you notice that bottom book, what direction is it?
你看下面那一本书是冲哪儿翻出来的呢？
It's open.
它是向上打开的。
So they are saying that truth comes from opening all books.
他们现在就是说真理是从打开的书卷里面来的。
Many of the graduates from Harvard, I'm not saying all of them.
牧师不是哈佛的毕业生。
Do not acknowledge Christ or the church.
他也不是说那里面的人出来都不信神，不信基督。
They have walked away from the faith.
但是他们有一些人确实从这个信仰远离了。
Be careful what you allow to influence your life.
所以要格外的小心，你会被什么样的势力所影响呢？
You have a choice.
你有一个选择。
The third choice is a blessed person chooses their resources.
第三个选择是有福的人会选择他们的资源。
It starts with delighting in the law of God.
这些都是从神的律法来的。
A blessed person constantly looks to God's word and delights in the truth in reading the Bible.
一个有福之人，他是时时刻刻都是从神的律法、神的书中寻找。
And not only that, but this person meditates on that truth.
不仅如此，这个人还要时刻的思考神的话语。
A lot of people say, well, meditation isn't part of the Christian faith.
许多人说，默想是基督教的一个关键的东西。
Yes, it is.
确实如此。
All the way back here, we were told to meditate on God's truth.
就像这儿提到的是要日夜思想。
Day and night.
昼夜思想。
The result of this is that this person will be like a tree planted by streams of water.
这样一来，结果就是他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
In other words, you will have every resource that you need for a fruitful life.
就是告诉我们，这样子一来，我们就有一个多结果实的生命呢，就会有各种各样的这种资源，让我们能够结出果实来。
When you choose to put your roots down into God's truth, you will be a fruitful person and have a fruitful life.
如果你选择扎根于神的真理的上面的话，你就会结出很多的果子。
Look at that promise there at the end. Whatever he does prospers.
就像这个经节中说的，他凡他所做的尽都顺利，而且按时结果子。
That's the blessed life.
那就是一个蒙福的生命。
This tree here, do you think this tree is going to have a good year?
这儿有一棵树，你们觉不觉得这棵树会好呢？
You bet you. Look at those roots of that tree going down into that river.
肯定的，因为这个树的下面的根都会进到河里面去。
That is a tree that will not be moved.
这棵树不会被挪走。
That is a tree that will endure the storm.
这棵树会经得住暴风雨的考验。
That tree will endure the drought.
这棵树经得住干旱的考验。
But if you plant your tree where there are no resources,
但是如果你把树种在一个没有这些东西的地方，
This is what it looks like.
这就是它要成为的样子。
Living in a desert.
在沙漠之中。
You get to choose.
这是你的选择。
You have a choice of where to plant your resources.
你有一个选择，选择在哪里得到你的资源。
The fourth.
第四点。
A blessed person chooses their destiny.
有福的人会选择自己的结局。
Not so the wicked.
这个恶人并不是这样。
That's a pretty big contrast.
这是一个明显的对比。
They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
恶人像糠秕被风吹散。
There's no permanence in them.
在他们生命中没有永恒。
There's no root going down here.
没有地方扎根。
There's no fruitfulness here.
没有结果实。
This is what it looks like. Whoops, I didn't put that one in, sorry. I'll act it out. This is how you beat chaff, or rice, or any grain. You take the harvest, and you put it on a table, and you beat it, so that the shell on the outside breaks.
糠秕怎么来的呢？就是人们把那个粮食打下以后放在桌子上，然后使劲敲它，它上面的那个一层东西就掉下来，那就是糠秕。
And you take your fork, or your rake,And you throw it up in the wind.
然后你用一个叉子把这些个谷物叉起来，扔到半空中。
And even the slightest wind will take that chaff away.
一阵小风来了，就把那些糠秕吹走了。
That's what happens when we do not put our roots down into the resource of God.
如果我们没有把根扎在神的资源当中，我们就像糠秕一样。
This is the attitude of those that are standing against God.And his resources.
这段经节讲的就是那些反对神的人他们的一种态度。
Could you read that? Psalm 2, 1 through 3.
外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
The wicked do not want God to be God.
因为恶人不想让神做他们的神。
The wicked do not want God to teach them.
恶人不喜欢神的教导。
The wicked do not want God to rule in their life.
恶人不想让神在他们生命中掌控。
Many times we think that wicked people are in jail or they're selling drugs down in Stanford.
说到恶人，大家可能都要想到监狱里面的罪犯或者在路上卖毒品的人。
But the wicked people have Bibles in their homes.
其实所谓恶人可能在家里面就有一本圣经呢。
They just don't read them.
只不过他们并不读它。
The wicked people believe in Jesus.
恶人可能也相信耶稣。
They just don't let Jesus tell them how to live.
但是他们不想让耶稣告诉他们如何生活。
There is something in the human heart that just says to God, I don't want to do it your way.
在人的内心深处总有一个声音说我才不愿意按你说的去过呢。
I want to be my God.
我想自己做自己的神。
And that is a decision that has eternal consequences.
做了这种选择的人在永恒中就有自己的结局。
The continental divide in the United States is the line that changes the oceans where your destination is.
在北美的大陆上有一个分水岭。
If on the left side, this is looking south.
这是你从北往南看。
If a drop of rain falls on the left side of the top of this mountain, it goes to the Atlantic Ocean.
如果一滴雨落下来，流到左边，最终就汇入了大西洋。
If a drop of rain goes on the right side of this mountain, it ends up in the Pacific Ocean.
如果一滴雨落到右边的山脊上，就会最终汇入太平洋。
At the top of that mountain, they could be separated by as much as 2 inches.
在这个山顶上，两滴雨之间的间隔可能只有两英寸。
But 2,000 miles away, they're in a completely different ocean.
但是呢，他们会各自落入各自的结局，会有相差2000英里这么远。
The choice that you make about Jesus determines your destiny.
同样，你在生活中为主耶稣做的这个决定也决定了你的结局。
Choose wisely.
你要好好的做这个选择。
Because right now it might not seem like a big thing.
现在好像无关痛痒。
But it ends up in completely different destinations.
但是最终会是一个完全不同的地方。
You have a choice.
你有一个选择。
Of where you're going to spend your destiny.
你可以选择在什么地方找到这个结局。
It is winter.
是冬天。
It is cold outside.
外面很冷。
I want you to picture you're on a beach in the Caribbean.
请你想象一下你在加勒比海中一个小岛上。
And you're walking down that beach.
你正在海滩上行走。
You're enjoying a wonderful 85 degree day.
85度那么温暖。
The breeze is blowing.
有微风吹过。
The Jamaican music is in the background.
下面有着热带的音乐。
And all of a sudden, your foot hits an object.
突然你脚底下踩了一个东西。
And you look down, and you see it's one of those genie lamps.
你低头一看，原来是一盏神灯。
So you pick up the genie lamp.
所以你把它捡起来。
And you say, I've read stories about this.
你说，哎，我读过这个神灯的故事。
If I just rub this genie lamp, a genie pops out.
哎，我擦一擦这个灯，就会有。
Nah, I don't believe in that.
就会有一个妖怪出来了，但是可能不信。
Let me just try it anyhow.
但是呢，试试吧。
The genie comes out.
果然一个妖怪出来了。
And the genie says to you.
这个妖怪说。
Master, I can grant one of your wishes.
主人，我可以满足你一个愿望。
I have 5 choices.
那么你有5个选择。
I will give you all the riches of the world.
你可以得到世上所有的财富。
Master, you will never need to work again.
那你就从此不会再需要工作了。
Master, I can give you success.
你还可以得到成功。
You will be acclaimed as the world's most successful person.
你会被称为世上最成功的人士。
Master, I can make you handsome.
也可以让你很英俊。
Or I can make you beautiful if you're a woman.
或者如果你是女士的话，会让你很美貌。
People will say, you are the most beautiful person on the earth.
人们会觉得你是世上最美丽的人。
Master, I can make you popular.
或者呢，让你很有名。
The paparazzi will be all around you.
你走到哪儿，后面都有狗仔队跟着。
Young people will scream when they see you.
小孩子看你肯定会激动的尖叫。
Everyone will want your autograph.
每个人都想要你的签名。
Master, I have one more choice.
或者呢，还有一个选择。
I can give you blessedness.
或者让你蒙福。
And what I mean by blessedness is that God will be your friend.
蒙福的意思就是说你会成为神的朋友。
God will pour his blessings and his love out on you.
神会把他的祝福和他的爱倾倒在你的身上。
Your heart will always be full and satisfied.
你的心永远都是满足的。
Master, what do you choose?
那么你选择什么呢？
So what would you choose?
你选择什么呢？
Our world is striving after riches and beauty, success and popularity.
我们这个世界，大家都去争夺财富、成功、美貌和有名的。
Do you know what those are?
这些是什么？
Those are dead cats in suitcases.
这些就像那个老太太箱子里的死猫。
You think you're getting something?
你以为你得了一个宝贝。
It will not satisfy.
但并不能满足你。
But if you say, Lord, I want a blessed life.
但是如果你说神呢，我想要一个蒙福的生命。
I want that. That's my the heart's desire.
我想要，这是我心里面所想要的。
You will have the greatest gift in the entire world.
那你就会得到世上最美最好的礼物。
You have a choice.
你有一个选择。
You can have that in 2013.
你到了2030年的时候，你可以会得到。
Let me just end with some very simple suggestions on how to make that choice.
那么，怎么样能够做这个选择呢？
If you want to be blessed, if you want that, read your Bible every day.
如果你想要蒙福的话，第一，你每天都要读圣经。
I love what Psalm 1 says, delight in the law of the Lord.
就像诗篇里面讲的，唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
You get up in the morning and you run to your Bible. I gotta spend time with the Lord.
早上一起来，赶紧去打开圣经，因为你想和神多听神讲话。
Second, memorize it.
第二，你要背诵圣经。
If you read God's word and you don't write anything down, you will forget it by 12 o'clock lunch.
如果你读到一些话，你没有记下来的话，到午饭的时候就忘了。
So I am suggesting you write one sentence either on an index card or in your journal about what God taught you that day.
所以牧师建议你每天读完了圣经以后，至少把一句圣经里的话写下来，写在一张卡片上或者写在一个本子上。
Stick it in your pocket, put it in your purse, and several times during the day, look at it.
随身带着，时不时拿出来看一看。
And let that thought be in your mind all day long, and even as you sleep at night.
让那句话终日萦绕在你的头脑里，甚至你在晚上睡觉的时候也不忘。
That will transform your mind and your heart.
那样一来，你的思维方式就会改变。
The third is accountability.
第三，互相督促。
What did everybody do on January 2nd?
一般1月2号大家都做什么事呢？
They joined a gym.
他们都去参加那个健身房。
Everybody's working out now.
现在每个人都在好好的健身锻炼。
And if you did that by yourself, you will do it for another 2 weeks, then you will stop.
如果你是一个人做这个事情，你再去锻炼两个星期以后，你肯定会停止。
But if you go with another person,
如果你和另外人结伴一起去，
and you do this together with someone,
如果你们两个人一起做这个事情，
you will make it into March.
你也许会坚持到三月。
Maybe even April.
也许坚持到四月。
It's the same on our spiritual journey.
在我们的属灵的生命也是如此。
Ask a friend to do the journey with you.
请求让一位朋友和你一起重新做这个事情。
Just say, you can even do this over the internet.
甚至可以在网上。
Just share what God's taught you that day in one short sentence.
彼此分享那天学到的是什么。
But we need to take this journey together.
但是我们确实需要一个人来一起共同来做这个事情。
And finally, set your heart on loving God.
然后就是定义爱神。
And living in complete dependence on Him.
并且全然依靠神。
What is the number one priority of every person that's following Christ?
每一个跟随基督的人生活中的首要的重点是什么？
What is the number one, the most important commandment that God has given to us?
神给我们最重要的一个诫命是什么？
Love the Lord your God.
爱主你的神。
With all of your heart.
全心。
With all of your soul.
全意。
With all of your mind.
全身心。
With all of your strength.
用全部的力量。
That's number one.
那就是第一个。
If you want a blessed life,
如果你想要一个蒙福的生命，
love God.
爱神。
2013, it's here.
2013年到了。
You get to determine how blessed you'll be during this year.
你自己决定在这一年里你要不要蒙福。
Let's commit ourselves to this journey.
我们让我们全心全意来走这条路。
Lord, thank you for another year.
主啊，感谢你又给我们一年。
You've been gracious to us by giving us strength and breath.
你是如此的恩典，你给了我们如此多的力量。
You've also given us a great church to come to and be part of.
你也给了我们一个这么好的教会，让我们能够来服侍你。
We now pray for our own hearts.
我们现在为我们自己的心灵祷告。
That we would make the choices to have you as our first priority.
我们求你，让我们做出这个选择，把你放在生命中首要的位置。
that we would make the choice to have you be our influence.
我们选择让你来影响我们的生命。
That you would be our resource.
让你做我们的资源。
That you would be our destiny.
你是我们的终点。
Lord, we commit ourselves to this great journey.
主啊，我们向你献上，我们要走这条路。
I pray your blessing on every person here.
求你赐福给每一个人。
That this would be a year that we seek after you.
让这一年成为我们跟随你的一年。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.